Well, let's start with the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah there, the second Mishnah, Yud Gimel Amarav. The Reish of the Mishnah is Ruah Medaberes and Echad. The second half of the Mishnah is Hoysam Uberes. What's the issue? Medaberes in Echad. The question may be, she's Nivalol Apostle of Psalm. What's the definition of a Zayna? A Kohen is not permitted to marry a Zayna. That's the beginning of Parshas and more. What's the definition of Zayna? So there's a big, in Masechus Yevamos, there's a big machlekes satanoim. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, who paskins like the one opinion of the one Tana, that a Zayna is only if nivalo l'posel l'psalom. I mean, the woman was nivalo to a goy, or to a mamzer, or to an ebeknaini, or to a cholol. Nivalo to a cholol is beheta gomer, a Yisraelis. Even a Kohenis is permitted to marry a cholol. A Kohen is not, male Kohen is not permitted to marry a chololah. That a Kohenis is permitted to marry a gorush, and she's permitted to marry a cholol. So the woman marries a cholol, heta gomer, then the husband dies, she's an almana, so what's the problem? An almana is permitted to marry a Kohen. Almana is not allowed to marry a Kohen gorush, but a Kohen hedyot is allowed to marry an almana. But since this woman was living with the cholol, nivalo l'poslo, that's what someone mentioned. The Rambam says, if a woman violates the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, she lives with her husband when she's a nida, that's an isa kari, so that doesn't make her into a zayna. But if the woman lived with a cholol, with heta gomer, that makes her into a zayna. So the Rambam says, hola marato, the upshot of the whole story is, the Rambam points out this contradiction. It's not called a contradiction. Paradox. Paradox. Here she's Ivan and Issa Chorus, and she's not a Zaina. And there she lives Beheta Gomer, she's considered a Zaina. So the Rambam says, Holomadato, that the status being labeled as a Zaina doesn't depend on whether she violated an Aveira or not. It depends whether the man with whom she had the Tashmish, does he have a Chaloshem Psul on the Gavra? So if he's an Akam Eved Cholo Mamzer, these people have a Chaloshem Psul. So they call Nivolo L'Pasul Lo. She was Nivolo to a man who has a Chaloshem Psul. The woman violated the Issa Nida, so she's over on Issa Kares, but there's no Shem Psul on the man. So the Rambam writes, that's the whole definition of Zoynam. That's what it said in Shulchan Aruch. Some people have a riddle, which is incorrect. They say, Hei Chi Timtza, how can you have a case? A woman was married for years to a man, and then she got divorced, and he gave her a get. And then they said she's allowed to marry a kohen. How can it be? The woman got a get, she's allowed to marry a kohen. It can't be. So the answer is, but she was married to a goy. And she married to a goy even if he never gave her a get. So the get, there's no need for a get because ain't kedushin tofsin. But the whole riddle is incorrect. If she was living with a goy, whether married or not married, she was living with a goy, and little possible. That's a definition of a zayin. That's for sure a zayin. The Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer, and that's him in the beginning of Ebenezer, there's a sim involved. All the noshim hasuris lakum. So the Beis Shmuel says that he, since there are other Rishonim, the Rambam is not the only Rishon, the other Rishonim who want to be Machmer, want to paskin like the other Tana, that is Zayna Kipshuta. If a girl is Mazana every week with someone else, girl goes to college, and every week she sleeps with a different boyfriend. That's also called a Zayna, even though they're all Jewish. Even though she's Machmer, they should all be Jewish. She would never nivela to a Nochri, or to a Mamzer, a Cholal, or a Kanani or something. But still, that's also a Zayna. If she's very Medaktek, that 1 year she has one boyfriend, she only sleeps with him, and 1 year, next year, she has another boyfriend. So then Achranim say that's not called, Shlomo Kluge has a tshuva, that's not called Zayna Kipshuta. If every week she sleeps with someone else, that's Zayna Kipshuta. So that's, unfortunately, there are cases like that, so that's a machleka. So the Beis Shmuel says he would recommend that it's kedai, one should be choshish. So if the Kohen is a Ben Yeshiva, Ben Torah, so he's Machmer for that. If you're dealing with Bala Tshuva, so it's hard to be Machmer. They all have problems. So the Mishnah is talking about one issue, is she a Nivalo L'Poslo? Then the Mishnah is talking about another issue, Hoysam Uberis, but talking whether the Uber, whether the Vlad is Poslo over the Kohen.
But then doesn't it come out like circular? Like Nivalo L'Poslo, Poslo. She's
completely mutarik to be with the chalal, but then he makes her
pasul for
truma.
So what does it mean? Nivolo pasul pasul by the chalal.
He has a
chalashem
psul. He is a
chalal. But isn't the only nafkamina that he would pasul for eating truma?
Well, nafkamina, he can't do hakarus. He should have been a kohen, and he can't be makor karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. He's allowed to be metamei lemesim, because he's not a kohen. But since he should have been a kohen and he was knocked out from kuna, so therefore he has a chal Hashem psul. So if any woman is nivola to him, that's called nivola l'apostle. He has a chal Hashem psul on the gavra. So the Mishnah seems to be discussing two different issues. One issue, whether she's a nivola l'apostle, and the other issue is how some uberes. We're talking about the vlad, whether the vlad has a hashash mamzeris. Meikir adin, the Gemara says in the last parak in Kiddushin that a sofik mamzer is mutter. See, we don't have a vaday that the child is a mamzer. The whole thing is a sofik mamzer. See, you're dealing with a din derabon. You're not dealing. If you're talking about whether she's nivola l'apostle, that's an issue there. If you're dealing about the vlad, whether the vlad is a sofik mamzer, so the worst it's going to be is the rabbanon. Okay. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. So the Gemara is going to say halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel over here that the woman is nemenis. Then the Gemara says a tosefta on Yud Malamed Beis. The Gemara quotes a tosefta. It's about 15 lines from the top. It says on the left side, on the margin, tosefta sof pergalim. So the Tosefta begins there. And then the Brisa continues. And the Brisa continues about 12, 13 lines after the beginning of the Tosefta. Then it says the line ends with the Rosh Tevis Beis Dalet Aleph. When does Rabbi Gamliel say that she's Nemenis? Beis Isha Begufa. Then Rabbi Gamliel says, and Shmuel says, Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel, here that's on the second line from the top of Yud Dalet Anan. It's quoted a few times. Here, I see it over here. The second line from the top of Yud Dalet Anan, Am Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel. We pass on Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says that the woman is Nemen. Take a look at two lines later. V'hamale Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmud of both Rab and Shmuel. Here, on the second line from the top, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmud of both Rab and Shmuel. Sometimes he says over Dinim in the name of Rab. Sometimes he says over Dinim in the name of Shmuel. So he says over this Din in the name of Shmuel. Alochek Rab Gamliel. So then on one occasion, V'homa le'shmuel Rabbi Yehuda on the fifth line from the top. Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinano, Sharpie. He was very sharp in learning. Aloha ki Rabbi Gamliel. Mikir adin aloha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that the woman is nemenis. But however, vako tabarud v'adika rov k'sher metzlo. But you should be machmer only to say nemenis if you have rov k'sher metzlo. So the Gemara says two lines later. Tikshalachi gufa. There's a contradiction in Ayyubay. Shmuel made a statement, and the second half of the statement contradicts the first half. First he says, aloha. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, Nemenis, then it's about Tabar Uvda. If the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, so why is that Tabar Uvda? So the answer is, the Gemara says, that's what it means, the line later, by the tiny letter base. You should only rely on Rabbi Gamliel that she's Nemenis if you have a Rav Kshir and Metzla. Rabbi Yeshua is Machme, even if you have a Rav Kshir and Metzla. That's how the Gemara says over here. Lamande, Mande, Paisel. Where does the Gemara have that line? Here, Omer Abishua ben Levi. That's around 20 lines from the bottom of Yud Gimel on the base. The line begins with the words, the Omer Abishua ben Levi. The Dibri HaMachshir, Machshir HaFila Barok Psulim. The Dibri HaPaisel, Paisel HaFila Barok Shem. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ain an emenes, and she's a sofik nivul al apostle. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. He says ain an emenes, even if it's rov ksher in etzlo, he's machmer. And the divri ha machshir, but if you all like Rabbi Gamliel, that emenes is machshir hafila berov psula etzlo. Both ignore their right. Rabbi Yeshua holds ain an emenes even if rov ksher in etzlo, and Rabbi Gamliel holds emenes even if you have rov psula etzlo. So that's what the Gemara explains over here. When Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinano, Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel, five lines from the top of Yud Dalet Amanal, Shinano, Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel, Batal Tabarub Dadika Rav Ksher Metzla, what does he mean? Rabbi Gamliel himself holds nemenes even berob psula mitzla. But lachatchila, you shouldn't rely on that. But when is it even mutar lachatchila? If you have a rug share and metzla, then Rabbi Gamliel would say nemenes even lachatchila. If you have rug share and Rabbi Shul will say in an amenas, even though it's rug share metzla, they'll say in an amenas. That's how the Gemara says. Did we have poisel? So we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel, that if you have rog kshir metzla, then it's even mutar lachatchila. But if you have it, that's lachatchila. The shayla's girl, a kohen wants to know, am I allowed to marry this girl? We tell him if you have rog kshir metzla, you can marry the girl. If you don't have rog kshir metzla, you shouldn't marry the girl lachatchila. What if he already got married to the girl? Then he comes and he asks the shayla, kohen married the girl. And then afterwards he realizes that he has a shayla, comes and he asks the shayla. So if you're going to say he's not allowed to marry her, so you're going to recommend now he should get divorced, so that's bidi avad already. Or if she already had a baby. So you're going to say the baby is a suffix mamza. So whenever you're talking about a baby, so it's always bidi avad. Or if you're talking, she already married the kohen. If he comes to ask a shayla, the kohen comes to ask a shayla in advance. That's how Rashi writes the second line from the top on Yudalim and Alf. Ola hatchila. In bo hakohen li molech, li bezin. The kohen comes to ask an etzah. Li Malach to consult the Bezdin. So Lo Shamina Leila Konsa. Elam Kane, how you rogue share matzloy. The only time we pass like Rabbi Gamliel Hatchila is Avi Yerkshere. But the Yevidim saw Hakoyin, he already married her. But Lo Nimlach, he didn't ask a Shaila in advance. So then it's Bidi Yevid already. So Lo Makin Mino. Or if you're talking about a Vlad, the Vlad was born already. So that's Bidi Yevid. So let's go back again to the Mishnah. There are two parts of the Mishnah. First half, Midaberis and Mechot. And the second half of the Mishnah, Hoysam Uberis. Yeah. And then Nochamo. And then we have on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes Tosefta, a long passage from the Tosefta. So then the last Rosh Hashanah in the line was approximately the middle of the Amud. Bamed Var Mamurim Be'edis Isha Begufo. When do we pass like Rabbi Gamliel? When does Rabbi Gamliel say Nemenes with respect to the woman? But as far as the child is concerned, Hoysam Uberes, so there, Dibri Hakol, Havlad, Shtuki. Even Rabbi Gamliel will be Moide to Rabbi Yeshua that the Vlad is Shtuki. What is Shtuki usually? What is Shtuki? You have Shtuki Vasufi, and the end of Kiddushin. The last parak in Kiddushin, Asor Yuchsin, Olo Mi Bovel. That when the 70 years of Golas Bovel were up, so all the Jews that went back to Eretz Yisrael had shades. They were mamzerim, chalolim, and gerim, and bali tshuva, and all kinds of psulei kohol. The real religious Jews stayed behind. They didn't want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And all the Zionists were those who had a shvach yichas. And then the Gemara says that the Jews in Bavel wouldn't want to marry any of the children from the Jews in Eretz Yisrael because everybody was a sofik mamzer. Reb Chiya was a star student of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, so Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wanted him to meet his daughter. So he didn't bite, he wasn't interested. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, my Torah is kosher, my daughter is not kosher. So he didn't say anything, but that was the answer, yes. He didn't want to marry, because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's family, he was a descendant of those who came back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, and they all had the shvache yichas. So the Mishnah there in the last parak in Kedushin lists off all of the Asari Yuchsin, so they mention among all of those, Shtuki Vasufi. So Asufi means you have a child, you know the child is Jewish, but you don't know who the parents are at all. You don't know who the father is, you don't know who the mother is. They left the child on the steps to the police station. You assume it's a Jewish child that's on the last omer in the perek, on Tezvav on the base, on the top line of Tezvav on the base, the Gemara is quoting a Mishnah in Machshirin. The Mishnah Machshirin talks about that. They find a baby in a city, and you don't know whether the baby is a Jew or a goy. So Matzah Batinach Mushloch, Imroi Vakum Akum. If most of the women in the city who are, let's say, the women over 70 years old are not having any babies, women over 60 years old not having babies either, the women who are shaykh to have babies. So if Roiv of the women in the city who are of that age that they're Roi to have a baby, if the baby is, I don't know, can a black woman have a white baby? Can a white woman have a black baby? Is that possible? And it won't be light brown. It's only bar b'cheshbon those women who are shaykh that they may be the mother of the baby. So you have to take a poll. You have to see if roiv of the, it doesn't mean roiv of the population of the city. If roiv of the women who are roi to have babies are goyim, then we pass them, this baby is a goy. And you can give them non-kosher food. You can have them adopted by a non-kosher family. You pass them as a goy. And Rabbi Yisrael Israel, and most of the people, most of the women in the city who are able, who are of that age that they can have babies, are Jewish. Then we pass them that the baby is Jewish. We're always going to discuss all the details. That's going to be the last omer. That's Tezvav and the base. So here you have Shtuki Vasufi. So you have Asufi. You took a baby into your family. You don't know who the mother is. You don't know who the father is. You assume it's a Jewish child. Because roiv of the women in the city who are able to have babies are Jewish. So we pass them that baby is Jewish. But you don't know who the father is. You don't know who the mother is. So there's a possibility the baby is a mamzer. But the word, it's a Safik mamzer. It's a possibility it's a mamzer. So Safik mamzer is mutam in Atar, but it's also in the Rabban. So that's one kind of a Safik mamzer. Then you have a Shtuki. Shtuki means the woman has a baby. A single girl has a baby. We know who the mother is. When the baby asks, who's my father? So she says, don't ask any questions. She's mashtik the baby. Don't ask who your father is. So they're both considered Safik mamzer. Maybe she had a baby with her brother or with her father. Maybe she had an affair with her chadi priestess. So that's a Safik mamzer. So Safik mamzer is mutam in atoira and also in the rabbanon. So nachamol. So this brisa says by med dvarim amurim. When does Rabbi Gamliel say nemenis and we pass like Rabbi Gamliel? This b'di'evid halachik Rabbi Gamliel b'di'evid lachatchilat l'tabruv that the gerub ksherim b'hado lachatchilu should have only a roiv. And b'di'evid we will pass like Rabbi Gamliel. So that's only be'edus he should be gufa. That's vis-a-vis the woman herself. Because the woman has, for the last, let's say the girl is 20 years old, and that single girl, now she becomes pregnant. Now we see that she was sleeping with someone. We don't know whether it's a goy or a yid or a mam, a chol, whatever. So then Rabbi Gamliel says, Namen. She says, I know who it is, it's my cousin. Ben Achiyabu, it's my cousin, he's a koyin, he's a this, he's a that. She says she wasn't nivul al apostle. So the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, ben again, the isha gufa, our latest isha the beat, as far as the baby is concerned. The child is a Safik Mamzer. That's a simple reason. That's a simple reading of the Brisa. Shtuki usually means a Safik Mamzer. In the context of the last Perek in Kiddushin, Perek Asar Yuchsin, we have Shtuki Basufi. So Asufi and Shtuki are Safik Mamzer. So Gemara later has a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara quotes Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Where is Amar Rabbi Yechanan? On the margin on the left, on Yud Gimel on the base, on the margin on the left hand side it says Kiddushin Ayin Dalid in brackets. So over there it says Amar Rabbi Yechanan in the text of the Gemara Divri HaMachshebo MachshebeDita. Once you pass like Rabbi Gamliel that the woman is Nemenis to say the Kosher Nevalti, she's not Nevel Apostle of Solom. The Divri HaMachshebo MachshebeDita. The daughter will also not be a Safik Mamzer. The mother will be nemenis. Al pidin, there is no such halacha that the mother. Pashtus is to declare. We said Rabbi Kevega has a discussion about this. Pashtus is to declare that someone is a mamzer, someone is not a mamzer should really be a dovish b'yerva. Chalashem on a garbage should really be a dovish b'yerva. Should have to have two kosher eidim. So if the father says on his son that the child is a mamzer, that's the shitas rebuta. That it says keis habchor ben asnua yake losis lo pishnaim. The father's nemet to say, Zebani b'chor, he should get pishnai. And the Rabbi Yudah has a machlekes b'da chachamim. Rabbi Yudah says, the father's lemet, let's say they have a family. For years and years, they were raising all the children. So the father's on his deathbed, and he says, son number two is the b'chor. How can son number two be the b'chor? But son number one is 2 years older than son number two. He says, yeah, the son number one is a mamzer. He's not my child. My wife had an affair with someone else, and child number one is not my b'chor. Child number two won't need Pita Ben because he wasn't Peter Rechem, but still, that's my first child. Let's say I marry a girl who was previously married, she had children from the previous marriage, and this is my first child. When I marry this woman, I have children from before, so it's my first child, so he gets Pishnai. So the father is Nemo to say, Beni Zebchor, I'm the second son. As Abchor Ben Asno Yakir, even though it's Keneged HaZokir, it was assumed for the last 50 years that the oldest child is the Bchor. And the older children are his. Now he says, no, the older child is not my child. I'm not the father of that child. He has namonis b'toras av to say I'm not the father because it was assumed for the last 50 years of the last 20 years, but of the last 10 years, that he was the father. So that's we pass like Reb Yudin. The man is them to say, the mother doesn't have, one would have thought, faket, the mother has more emanus. So the pasuk says, no, only the father has no emanus, Yaakov. The father has no emanus to say that the child is a mamzer, the child is not a mamzer, whatever. The mother doesn't have no emanus. So why do we pass like Rabbi Gamliel over here? Rabbi Gamliel says no emanus. Rabbi Shua says, ain't any emanus. So just ignore what she says. You discount it. So she's a suffix nibble or apostle, and the Vlad is a suffix mamzer. And we pass like Rabbi Gamliel. So why is that? So there are two ways to explain why. You can say because the whole din of Suffolk Mamzer is only Midir Rabbanon. So therefore Midir Rabbanon, they gave an emanus to the mother. On the level of the race, there is no such emanus. The mother is not an emanus. But because the whole din of Suffolk Mamzer is only Chumim Midir Rabbanon, the child is not a Vare Mamzer. And even if it would be Rav Psula Metzlo, there is a Machloikis HaTanoim, Akam Habal Bas Yisrael, whether the Vlad is a Mamzer or not. So we happen to paskin in the middle of Yivamas, on them heavy days, we paskin Akam Habal Bas Yisrael, Akam Yeben Habal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. But there were Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion, other Tanoim, that Akam Habal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So let's say the woman, the girl became pregnant, she was in college and became pregnant, single girl. You don't know who the father is. And Rav of the people in the college are goyim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you should go basarav to say that the Vlad is a mamzer. She says he's a mamzer vaday. So we don't say like that. We don't say like that. Just like the Gemara in the beginning of Bab Metzia talks about hafrashas maisa behema. So the Gemara says, let's have 100 animals in the corral. I have 100 new sheep were born on my farm in the course of the year. There's a Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema, echad be'elul, echad b'tishrei, machleg satan. And when Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema is, if a farmer had 100 daughters born in the course of 1 year, then you put them all together. If you have 9 were born in 1 year, 9 born in another year, you have 18, they're not mitzvah from Yachad. Only the daughters that were born within the same year, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, whenever Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behemah is. So let's say he had 100 vladas were born. So you should put them all in a corral. They should have a narrow exit, and they should go out one by one. You should count 1 to 10. And each 10th one, he should declare, this is maisa behemah. And the maisa behemah you bring as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and you eat it as a korban. So the Gemara has a case there, kofatzecha bin amnoi. One of those that was counted already jumps back in, and now you can't identify which is which. So if you're going to start counting the rest of them that are left in the corral, you're not going to know whether you were Hafrashas Maisa Behema was Chal, because you don't know. The one that already was counted, that already went out, can't be mitzdarif with those that are Mechuyiv and Maisa Behema, because I was already Yotze, I already was Mafrish on those that went out. And then I was counting 1, 2, 3, and then the third one jumped back in, and I can't identify which it is. So Rashi writes, "Afilah hein elef." Even if there are 1,000 in the corral now you have 1,001. You can't identify who's who. So the Gemara says, "Asiri vada v'la asiri sofek." You only mafresh ma'ase behemah if it's a vada. Whenever there's a sofek, whenever you count there's a sofek, so there's no, you don't have the ability to be mafresh ma'ase behemah. So even though you have a roiv, the odds are 1,000 to 1 on any given animal that this is not the one that was kofat sechad ben amuim. This is not the one that jumped back in after I already counted it. So nonetheless, it's still, so the Shittim Kubetzes quotes the Tosfei HaRosh and says, despite the fact that you have a Rav, 1,000, the odds are 1,000 to 1, you still say that that's called Asir Vada V'la, Asir Sofek, so there's no way to be Mafresh Maisa Behem. So the Shev Shmaitze quotes, some of the Achrayim point out, on this Gemara, you have Rav Psule Metzla. And we still say, even though let's say, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, Akam Abba Abbas is all Vlad Mamzer, and all the possibility of the boys with whom she was sleeping, the Rav Agoyim and the Rav Mamzerim, or Avodim, whatever, and the likelihood is that the child is going to be a Mamzer. So still, that's not called a Mamzer Vada, it's only called a Mamzer Sofik. You don't know Bevadai. If you know Bevadai that she was Nibbala to a Mamzer, then the Vlad is a Mamzer. She's married to a mamzer, then you know she's a mamzer, then you know the Vlad is Vaday mamzer. But she was nivela to somebody, but I don't know who it is. So then the Vlad, the maximum is going to be a Sufik mamzer. So we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel, that since you're just dealing with the Nisha de Rabban, a Sufik mamzer, so the woman is Nemenis. So the Poshep Shat is, the woman is not, that, I can't say Pashim Pshat, there's a machlekes a Rishayim, why do we pass like Rabbi Gamliel? What's Pshat in Rabbi Gamliel? So Rabbi Gamliel says, Nemenis. And Rabbi Shua says, we ain't on Nemenis. If Pashim Pshat Nemenis, the mother never has Nemenis. Only the father has Nemenis of Yakir Ein Alachim. So it means, if you're dealing with a Mamzer de Rabbanon, so then you say, we gave the mother Nemenis. So Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the Dibri HaMachshav Bo, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that she's Nemenis on herself. Is Machshav the Dita also, with Machshav the Vlad is also. The Vlad is also not a Sophic Mamzer. Dibri HaPoysel Bo, Poysel the Dita. According to Rabbi Shua, she's Zain Nemenis on herself. So she's Zain Nemenis on the Vlad. And Rabbi Lozer, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, whenever there's a Machalikas between a Rebbe and a Talmud, in the early days of the Gemara, before the days of Abai Barava, so the Goyim worked out a whole system how to pass on the halachas. So, Ein halachi ketalmid b'mokam arav. That whenever Rish Lakish was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Loza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, so we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. Where there were, of course, exceptions to the rule all over the place, all over Shas. The Gemara has in Yibamas, there are three cases where we pass on like Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yechanan. There are a few cases where we pass on like Rabbi Loza against Rabbi Yechanan, but here we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. The Dira Machshav Bo, Machshav Bebita, and Rabbi Loza disagrees. Dira Machshav Bo, Poisel Bebita. Omer Rabbi my time, and the Rabbi Loza, why does Rabbi Loza think that even within Rabbi Gamliel, only the Isha's, the men is only on herself, the Shleima Ihi on the woman herself, Isla Chazoka the Kashrus. For the last 19, 20 years, she was Materis Lekuhuna. So now all of a sudden there's a Neulah Givon Asafik, whether she was Nivel or Apostle of Psala. So we say Ishtalav Chazoka, the woman for the last 20 years was Materis Lekuhuna. You don't have to come on to what she says. You don't have to say she is Nemenis. She's not Nemenis, but she has a Cheskas Kashrus. She, for the last 20 years, she was Materis Lekuhuna. Now she had an affair with someone. We don't know who it is. So you shtel of Chazoka. Yeah. But that's only on the woman herself. Ihi, and she herself is La Chazoka the Kashrus. But Dito, the Vlad that she's going to have, Leis La Chazoka the Kashrus. When the baby was born, from day number one, there was no Cheskas Kashrus on the baby. So that's what Rabbi Loza says. So we understand it very nicely, but we don't pass like Rabbi Loza. Rabbi explains my time in the Rabbi Loza, but we don't pass like Rabbi Loza. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. See, they have the little tzion over here. What is it? A base? The Rabbi Machshav Bo, Machshav Bebita. Why is that? Why is Machshav Bo? Well, what about the argument Machshav Bo? Because she has a Cheskas Kashrus, but the child never had a Cheskas Kashrus. So here's the big Machlekes HaRishayim. Why are you Machshav Bebita? The Vlad never had a Cheskas Kashrus. So some of the Rishonim say, Tosfos says later, I think on Chavav on the base. Tosfos says there's a gigantic Tosfos on Chavav on the base. Gonna have to learn it someday, not today. Tosfos understands that. Tosfos quotes a Rashi from Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav and Aleph. There's the whole story of Yanei HaMelech. So Rashi Shita is that Cheskas Ein La Mahanya Levlad. That Rav Lozer is right. Devra Machshav Bo, Poisel Bebita. The woman has a Cheskas Kashrus. The Vlad does not have a Cheskas Kashrus. So how can we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? So Rashi says, no, if the mother is here and we're being done, if the girl is here and we're being done on the girl and on the Vlad and on the Uba at the same time, so then the Cheskas Ein Mahanya Levlad. If the mother is dead, the mother is not Bo'al Lefaneinu, and we're not discussing whether the mother is Materis Lekuhuna. She's out of the picture. It's only a Dion on the Vlad. Then Rashi says, Cheskas Ha'im, Lo Mahanya Levlad. That's what Tosfos quotes from Rashi and Kiddushin. That's what Tosfos quotes. Pirish Pekuntris, the beginning of that, that's the Tosfos Chavav on the base. Same Tosfos appears there in Kiddushin, Dav Samach Chavav on Aleph. If you see that Tosfos on Chavav on the base, so on the fifth line in the Tosfos it says, Kiddushin Daf Samach Vav Min Aleph Visham. Visham means that there's a Tosfos on that daf that discusses the same topic. It says over here also, Daf Yud Gimel Min Aleph Per Kama Visham means that there's a Tosfos on that daf that discusses the topic. Whenever it says Visham, it means that there's a Tosfos on that daf, on that daf that discusses the same topic. So here there's a question in the Rishonim. Why don't we accept Rav Loza's Svara? Blosser says, "Dibra Machshav Bo, Poisel Bebita." Why does a Blosser say that? Because that's what it said in the Tosefta. Where was that line again? Bamidbar Mamurim. That was the last Rosh Hashanah in the line, almost in the center of the Amud on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. all quoting from the Tosef, and the next line begins, Beidus Isha Begufa. The woman is Muteres, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she's Muteres. The Inos of the Kohen, Rabbi Leidus Isha Bebit, and the Rakal Ablat Shtuki. That means Ablat Shtuki, the Vlad is a Sophic Mamza. That's how Rabbi Lazar reads the Bryson. The Gemara continues. Here, the Gemara continues later. After we quote Rabbi Gerech and Rabbi Lazar, so about 13 lines or so from the bottom, the Gemara says, Esri Rabbi Lazar the Rabbi Yechanan. The line begins with the word the Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Lazar the Talmud, yes, Rabbi Yechanan the Rebbe, from this Tosefta. It says, Bamed, Bamamur, and Beidus Isha, Begufa. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel that the woman is the manas on herself. Abeledis Isha, Bebita, the Pakal, Abelad Shtuki, my love Shtuki apostle, Shtuki is a Suffolk Mamzer. So you see the Divine Machshav Paisel Bebita, because the blood has no Cheskes Kashas. So Rabbi Yechanan answers that it's not true. He says, lo, Shtuki v'kosher. The Bryson says the blood is Shtuki. It doesn't mean that the blood is a Suffolk Mamzer. So Gemara says, in the Yikos Shtuki kosher, is there such a thing? The term Shtuki is a technical term, Shtuki v'asufi. Asufi means you don't know who the father is, you don't know who the mother is. And Shtuki means you know who the mother is, the single girl. She had a baby, you know the mother is, and she, when the child is going to ask, who's my father, she's going to say, don't ask any questions, because she's not married to the other guy. So she doesn't want to get him into trouble, she's not going to say.
She's saying
Nivala Lakosha. She says, Lakosha Nivalti. She says, it's a Kohen, and it was my cousin, she tells you who it is.
So Rabbi Yeshua
says, we don't believe anything that she says. And even Rabbi Gamliel says, we do believe. So the simple reading of the Braisa is, Bamedvar Mom Beris Isha Begufa, she's the menace on herself, because she has a Cheskes Kasha. So Abledis Isha Bevito, because the Vlad has no Cheskes Kasha, Dirakala Vlad Shtuki Sofik Mamzer, Poshim Shat Sofik Mamzer. So how does Rabbi Yechanan read the Braisa? He said that Shtuki is Kosher. So he says, no, the word Shtuki in the Braisa, in this Tosefta, does not have the same connotation that it usually means. Usually Shtuki means a Sofik Mamzer. Here it doesn't mean that at all. Here it means Shtuki v'kosher. The Gemara continues, Meyika Shtuki v'kosher? Is there such a usage of the term Shtuki that the Vlad is not a Safik Mamzer? The Gemara says, yes, and Kedish Shmuel, the Omer Shmuel, the last eight lines on the Omer, the last seven, eight lines on the Omer. The Omer Shmuel, the line begins with the word Shmuel, Asara Kohanim, Omdim, the Ten Kohanim, and one of them goes, Apirishach Mehem Boal, and you don't know who it is. You don't know which one of them. One, a Kohen was Mizana with a girl, and she had a baby. So what's the status of the Vlad? So I say the Vlad is a Kohen. The father was a Kohen, clearly a Kohen. There was a convention of Kohanim. And this girl was a waitress at the convention, whatever. And then she became pregnant for one of the people, that all the people were Kohanim there. So whoever it is, the Vlad should be a Kohen. So he says, no, the Vlad is a Shtuki. Gemara says, what did Shmuel mean when he said, what, Shtuki is a Sofik Mamzer? Nishkan Sofik Mamzer, nobody's related to her. What does it mean, the Vlad Shtuki? My Shtuki, Ilei, Moshe Mashtikim, Moshe Minichse Yaviv, that if one of the Kohanim, there were 10 Kohanim, and one of these 10 Kohanim is the father of the baby. So it doesn't mean that if any one of the 10 Kohanim will die, this child will not be able to come and say, I want to get a share in the Yerusha, Mashtikim, Moshe Minichse Yaviv. You kick him out, you tell him, we're not going to give you any Yerusha. Marsha Pshita, what do you need Shmuel to discover America? That's the Hamoitza Machaber, all of Haraya. The other children, whoever the Yorshim are, whom we know, they're Vada Yorshim. And this guy's laying something, but it's Vada. This guy thinks that maybe he's a Yorsh. He doesn't, he has no way to prove it. Today there'll be a way to prove it. You test it by DNA. But in the days of Gemara, they didn't have any DNA, so he's not going to know. So he says, to tell me that it's a Shtuki. Doesn't get Yerusha Pshita. We don't know. Nobody knows who the father is. What do you mean, Shtuki? You don't allow to be makar karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi. You don't allow him to be makar karbonis. You don't permit him to eat truma. How do you know? It's only, there's only a kahuna that go transmitted to the children. If it's Zara Miyucha Sachra, Yotzezet, to the exclusion of this case, we had a Sarah Kohanim, you had 10 Kohanim. One of the 10 Kohanim is the father of the baby, but you don't know who. Nobody knows who it is. He knows who it is. Whoever the father is, knows. The girl maybe knows. But the public doesn't know. So ain't Zara Miyucha Sachra, so he's not allowed to be Makar Kabbalah, not allowed to eat Truma. The little Taisus here, being a Zara Miyucha Sachra, so Taisus just quotes a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf. That this pasuk is only an asmachta mid the rabbanon. It's not a real drasha gemura, and they were only machmir if it is ba'aleha biznus. Let's say there's a mishnah in Yevamos. Let's say two couples got married the same night, and the wives got switched. Let's say both of them are kohanim. And then one of the kalas got pregnant. And we don't know whether it's pregnant from this coin or from the other coin. So the Gemara says in such a case, it may be a mamzer. Okay, maybe an eish ish, maybe a mamzer. But the Mishnah says, the Gemara says over there, the vlad will be a kohen, and the only time they made this chumim with the rabban, if you don't know who the father is, so you treat him as a cholol. This is only chumim with the rabban, only b'derech znus. But if it's benisuin, if nischalfa anoshim, an honest mistake, the wives got mixed up, they got confused, so then they never made the chumim with the rabban. So it's not a real din d'oraisa. It's an aspachta with the rabban. So that's how Rabbi Yechanan reads the Brisa. When it says in the Tosefta that even if you hold... that it's only the children after the Pinchas, and his children will be Kohanim, only if it's going to be Zara Miuchas Achrav. If it ain't Zara Miuchas Achrav, then they don't have a din of Kohen, not for Akrobus Akrobonus, and not for Achilas Atruma. So that's only an Asmachta Medirabon. There's an interesting... We have the comments every so often. We have comments of the Ravid printed on the bottom of the page of the Rif. So there's such a comment there in Yevamos Daf Kuf. In the bottom of the page in the Rif, they have a comment. So the Ravid writes an interesting lashon that the the Gemara has a discussion of. If you have a Jewish woman is married to a non-Jewish man, and they have a daughter, so the Gemara has an ibayi the leibshit to akma bo mas Yisrael, whether the girl and they have a daughter is the girl muteris lekuhuna or not. So it's a sveikah d'dina. So we're machmer on that the girl is asur lekuhuna. What's the yisa? But Torah what? Why is the girl asur lekuhuna? So the Ravid in his commentary on the Rif in Yevamos on Daf Kuf. If I would have been there, I would have put it somewhere else that people would be able to find it. I don't know. So he wrote it on Daf Kuf on the Rif that he says, for a girl to be Moteres Lakuna, you have to have that she should be a Miucheses. Miucheses means we know who, she has a father and a mother. The girl may be a Yisayma. By the time she's 19 years old, she gets married, she doesn't have a father, doesn't have a mother. But she knows who her father is, she knows who her mother is. So that's called the Miucheses. Miucheses does mean rich, or rabbis, or from Zera Dovid HaMelech, she has a father. But if it's Akam HaBobasu HaPidin, there's no yichus to the father. She only has a mother. HaPidin, she's not related to the father, because there's no yichus. There's no tvisis kiddushim between a Jew and a goy. So there's no yichus either. So when she was born, HaPidin, she only has a mother, she doesn't have a father. So she's lacking yichus. A kohen is only allowed to marry a girl who's a miucheses. What's the miucheses? The girl has a father and a mother. This girl only has a mother, she has no father. So the pashtus is that it means similar to this din over here, Zara miucheses achrov. He refers you to this. He refers you to this. It sounds like he's saying that the whole din is only midirabban, just like here, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Kuf, that's where the Ravid appears. Just like the Gemara said, this whole thing is only midirabbanon, only in asmachta midirabbanon, Zara miucheses achrov. So it sounds like the rabbi is saying that din is only midirabbanon. Akam habo abas Yisrael, that you're not allowed to marry the daughter. It's only midirabbanon. I think the Sfardim are mekel on that, because of the Gemara in the Baidle of Shita. So Chacham Avadi was always mekel, but Ashkenazim are always machma on that. We assume that it's a sveik of the dina, and it's awesome.
The mother is nivala
the pasala. Nivala the pasala makes her a zayna. The mother is nivala the guy.
That doesn't carry over to the daughter.
No. The mother is a zayna. So just because the mother is a zayna doesn't make the vlad the daughter a zayna. No. So what's the din? There's a machlekes Reb in the Mishnah, Reb Gamliel, Reb Yeshua, and Shmuel says, Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel again, third line from the top of Yudalim and Aleph. Then two lines later he says, "Vato tabru datikarek share metzlos." It's the chastira menei bei hagufa kasha. Tikshalachi gufa. Allah Batla Tabruvda. What is the din? So the Gemara says about the 12 lines from the top, Lichatchila b'diyeved. Lichatchila, you shouldn't be mekel unless Lichatchila, you shouldn't be mekel unless you have rok sheir metzlo. But b'diyeved means if the kohen married her already. Lichatchila means haboli molech, Rashi said. Rashi, the third line from the top, then Rashi, kohen boli molech, kohen comes to eskos hashayla, we tell Lichatchila you shouldn't marry the girl unless you have rok sheir metzlo. But b'diyeved, if he married her already now, it's a deal, should he divorce her, that's called b'diyeved, or if they had a baby, and it's a deal whether the baby is a achshash mamzeris or not, so that's already b'diyeved. So then b'diyeved, we would pass on like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, that even if you have roif psula metzla, yeah. And then in the machleik is fine. Then in the machleik is Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozer. The Dibra Machshav, we pass on like Rabbi Gamliel, that she's muteris l'kun. If she says l'kosh and evalti, she's Materis Lakuna. Is that only Dibra Machshav Bo Poisel Bedito? Because she has a Cheskas Kashi. She's 20 years old. So until she was 20, she was Materis Lakuna. She wasn't the Nivolo L'Bosla P'sola. Now it's a suffix whether her status changed or not. So we should say Yishtalav Cheskas Kashus. That's why she's Materis Lakuna, because she has a Cheskas Kash. But the Vlad, the first moment the Vlad is born, it's a suffix on the Vlad. Maybe the Vlad is a suffix Mamzer. So I should say that there's no room to be mekel, but they say no. So we pass more like Rabbi Yechon and against Rabbi Loza. Even though the Brisa, the Tosefta, sounds more like Rabbi Loza, says Avlad Shtuki. Shtuki usually means a suffix mamzer. So Rabbi Yechon says no, that the word Shtuki can sometimes mean Shtuki v'kosher. And he quoted this member, Asarakan, et Pir Shech Mehem Shon. Ein Zarm Yuchas Akram said that's what it means over here. Shtuki means Shtuki v'kosher. Fine. So we pass on Dira Makshabah, Makshabibita. So that's on Chavav Amid Beis. That's what Tosfos has a whole discussion with Rashi. The Rashi is not there. The Rashi is in Tosfos quotes the Gemara that Rashi is based on is in Kedushin Daf Samach Vav. So what's the discussion? So Rashi Shita is Ledira Machshava Machshebibito. Why? All based on Cheskas Kashus, because Cheskas Ei Mahanya Levlad. Rav Lozer says Cheskas Ei Mahanya Levlad. The mother has a Cheskas Kashus. The Vlad, when the moment that it's born, doesn't have a Cheskas Kashus. But once you're passing us the Shaila on the Shorish of the Suffolk on the Vlad, what's the root of the Suffolk on the Vlad? Who was the mother Mizana with? The mother was Mizana in college with somebody. We don't know who. So this is relevant Benegir to the mother. She considered the Vlad Apostle of Solis. Relevant Benegir to the Vlad. Is the Vlad a Suffolk Mamzer? So the whole shorish of the suffix is on the mother, the mekel on the mother. So how can you, if you mekel on the mother, dimah machshavah, how can you be machmer on the vlad? Want to be a tarte disaster? The answer is chazok. A lot of times you can have tarte disaster. Chazok is not a birur. Roiv is a mevara, what the facts of the case. We assume roiv is the probability. What's the likelihood? So that's a birur. Chazok is not a birur. Chazok is din hanhoge. If you don't know what the facts of the case are, so the halacha says you should be noyig. The last 20 years, the girl was for sure not nivolo l'posel l'psola. For the best of our, to the best of our knowledge, she never had tashmish with anybody since the day she was born. So she was becheskas muteris l'kuhuna for 20 years, and now a latest asofik. So chazoke paskin zoyz chazoke is din hanhoge. She has the right to be noyig the same way she had the right to be noyig the last 20 years. She was muteris l'kuhuna. So she has a right to be noig like that also. So you can say on her, she's muteris lekoin because she has a cheskas heta lekuna. The vlad has no cheskas heta lekuna. It's going to be a tarte disaster. The whole shoresh asofik, the root of the sofik on the vlad, is muthuma she mezanis. If that's a sveka didina, how can it be mata the mother? That's not a kashin. Chazok is you can have. That Tosis on the first daf and nida points that out. That sometimes you have. You give a psak that's a tarte disasri. Here there's on the exact same diyun, this thing has a cheskaseta, this has a cheskasisa. So you follow the chazokas, I'm sure. Sometimes he say you can't paskin a tarte disasri. Taisa says, because mechzik echucha v'yatlula, it'll look like a joke. So sometimes, because you have to go the chumra on something, so sometimes he'll say mechzik echucha v'yatlula, looks like a joke, you have to be machmer on both. But mikra adin, Taisa writes on the first daf in Nidah, Chazok is a din hanhoga, so you can even have a tarte disasri. A mikra din, that doesn't pose a problem. So that's what Rav Loza holds. The vlad doesn't have a cheskas heter, the mother had a cheskas heter. And we don't paskin like Rav Lozov, we paskin like Rav Yech. Ein aloha ketalmid ben mokam harav. Till the days of Abai v'Ravim. The Abai v'Ravim v'Elech, that's how the Goyim say. Me Abai v'Ravim v'Elech, we say fakir, hilchus de kebasroi. We paskin like the later Shita. Because in the days of the later Amorim, apparently, from the days of Abai v'Ravan, in the early days of the early Amorim, they were trying to work out all the logical possibilities. In the days of the late Amorim, there was a great emphasis and hachroa lepsak halacha. So the Talmidim took into consideration all the svaras of all of those who preceded them, and then we say hilchas kebasroi. They took everything into consideration and they paskened against the Rebbe. So then we paskened hilchas kebasroi.
I think only the Rosh holds this from Abai v'Rava. The rest of the Rishonim and even the Rosh himself in a bunch of places in Shas holds this from Rav and Shmuel.
From Rav and Shmuel on?
Not just from Abai v'Rava.
Okay, I don't know. I thought we assumed like that. I don't know. But over here, we do not paskin like Rav Lozer, and we do not paskin like, okay, maybe it's only because halachic Rav Yechon. Whenever Rav Yechon disagrees with one of his contemporaries, even if Rav Yechon disagrees, Rav Yechon, halachic Rav Yechon, Shmuel Rav Yechon, halachic Rav Yechon, except for Rabbi Shua ben Levi. That the Gemara said they paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Levi against Rav Yechon. So even if Rav Lozer wouldn't have been a Talmud of Rav Yechon, even would have been a contemporary, would also paskin like Rav Yechon. The Rabbi Yechon was very strong in Pesach. Okay, it could be that there are others who don't agree with this. So we paskin like Rabbi Yechon on the Dibra Machshebo Machshebibito. Why? So again, so Rashi's Shita, the Tosfos quotes on the Chavava Midbeis. Rashi's Shita is Acheskas Aim Mahanya Levlad. If we're discussing a Shaila on the mother and on the Vlad. So we're going to invoke the Cheskas Aim to Paskin on the Aim. So since the Chazoke Cheskas Heta Lakuna on the mother is relevant for the Pesach Halacha today, so we can rely on the Cheskas Aim to be Makshad of Vlad as well. What if the Shaila comes up 20 years later and the mother is no longer alive? Or the mother is not living over here. The mother lives in South Africa. We're not discussing the mother, we're only discussing the Vlad. The Dion, the whole Dintur, the whole Shaila is only on the Vlad, on the Bas, not on the mother. Then Rashi says he can't say Cheskasei Mahanya Levlad. Cheskasei Mahanya Levlad is only if the mother's bore Lidon Lefaneinu, and we got a paskin on her. So the mother has a Cheskas Heter. So then once you're paskining on the mother, you paskin on the Vlad, you use the Cheskasei Mahanya Levlad. Taisa disagrees with Rashi, the Anchavav. They think, what's the difference whether the mother's bore Lidon Lefaneinu and the mother's dead already? What's an afkamina? We're discussing the Vlad. The status of Vlad, the shorish of the suffix is, whom was the mother Mizana with? Whom she had the affair with her, with a Nochri or with a Yid? So since the shorish of the suffix is on the mother, mother Cheskas Heter, so the Cheskas Heter is Mahanya Levlad. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the Rabbi Lozer. Cheskas Heter is Mahanya Levlad, even if the mother is not Bali, then of a name. So that's Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos, and that big Tosfos Chavam Beis, they both hold Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Lozer. And he holds Cheskasei Mahanya Levlad, but they argue in a detail. It's a major detail. Anafkamina Ladina. Rashi holds Cheskasei is only Mahanya Levlad if we're being done on the mother. If the mother's Bo Lidan Lefaneinu, she's still alive and we're discussing her status. And if the mother's not Bo Lefaneinu Lidan, we're only discussing the blood. You can't say Cheskasei Mahanya Levlad. And Tosfos says, not true, Cheskasei Mahanya Levlad, even if the mother's not alive. Other Rishonim disagree and they say, no, and Gamsen wrong. The mother is nemenis on the Vlad because what's the worst the Vlad can be is a suffix mamza, not going to be a vade mamza. And even if it's roi psulim etzlo, even if roi were the people in dormitory, she was in a college dormitory, she was mezana with someone there. So the roi were the people there are nochrim, and you hold like Rabbi Akiva, akam abo'asal Vlad mamza. We don't pass them like that. Even if it's roi psulim etzlo, the likelihood is that the Vlad is a mamzer, that's only called the suffing mamzer. Just like a roiv doesn't make it asiri vadai, by kofet zecher ben amnuyim, that's what the Shev Shmaitzer points out. Just like kofet zecher ben amnuyim jumps back, so it's not called, it can't be mafresh shmaitzer behemah, even though you normally go basaroiv. You go basaroiv, but it doesn't make it asiri vadai. You have to know bevadai that it's maitzer behemah. So too, in order to say that it's a mamzer vadai, loy mamzer suffik, Mamza Vada has been, you know, Bevadoi is that it's a Mamza. If you know based on a Roiv that the Vlad is a Mamza, that's only called a Mamza suffix. So, even if you have Roiv Psulim Etzlo, the Vlad is not going to be a Mamza Vada. The worst it'll be is going to be a Mamza suffix. Mamza suffix is only a Chumra Midirabbanon. So since the whole status of the Vlad that we're discussing, maybe the Vlad is a man's own amount of the Rabbanah, so they give the manas to the mother. It's not that Cheska Saim, not the Rabbi Yechanan says, they're Maksha the Bita, because Cheska Saim, the angel of Vlad. Like Rashi and Tyson say, either when the mother is here, mother is not here. No, I'm ganzen wrong. Cheska Saim, Lama Hangel of Vlad. Cheska Saim, Rab Loza is right. Cheska Saim, Lama Hangel of Vlad. But the reason why Maksha Ba, Maksha the Bita, because the mother has no manas to say. I, the mother, doesn't have no manas. Yaakov is only on the father. The answer is, the worst that could be over here is only an issue of the Rabbanah. So by Mamza, the Rabbanah, so they gave the mother no manas. So that's a fundamental machlokes harishonim here. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah, that not only is she nemenis on herself, she's nemenis on the bas as well, on the blood as well. And that's the Shiloh. Why? Is it because Cheska Saim Ma'angel of Lada? Because they gave an amonis to the mother, because the whole issue you're dealing with is only with the Rabbon. So before Pesach, we discussed, let's go through that again. There's the Reisha and the Sefer in the Mishnah, Yudgim Lamanav. The Reisha talks about Middaberes, and Me'echod and the Sefer talks about Mu'uberes. So how do you translate the word Middaberes? So on Omid Aleph, the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, quotes a machlokes, Ze'iri and Rabasi. Ze'iri says, Nistara. The girl only had yichud with this boy. The girl only had yichud with a boy. And she says, we were talking, we were doing homework together. She says, there was no one else in the room. They were there for a whole hour. No one else in the room. So Ze'iri is of the opinion, even though there was only yichud, we don't even know whether she was nivala. Nonetheless, Rab Yeshua is machmir, and we treat the girl as becheskas. It's a suffering nivel on the pasul of psalm. That's a wild chumer. No blood, and we don't even know whether she was nivel. So the Gemara on Amud Beis says, because they not petrupas lairais, you can't trust them. The girl was only, she violated the din of yichud. She violated the din of yichud. Okay, violated the din of yichud. What's yichud? Yichud is only, yichud with arayis is an isa deraisa. That a girl, if a girl is an eshes ish, she has yichud with someone other than a husband, so that'll be an isa deraisa. Or let's say a girl has yichud with her nephew. A nephew is not permitted to marry an aunt, but an uncle is permitted to marry a niece. So let's say the girl is an aunt, of a boy, she's going to have yichud with the boy. So that'll be yichud derais. Yichud of arayis is an isa derais. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that yichud arayis is derais. Yichud of a pnuya is only David goes well. It's only an isa derabana. Here in the Mishnah, we're talking a single girl according to Ze'iri. Nistara, a single girl has yichud. A single girl has yichud. So she violated an avera derais. The Gemara says it's an avera derais. Some Rishonim, the Rambam seems to have understood that Gemara that says that Yichud Arayis is the Arayis, Yichud Pnuy is only the Rabban, and David goes Ra'leo, it doesn't mean that Yichud Arayis is the Arayis, it means that there's an Asmachta. There's an Asmachta and a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? There's no love. The Pasuk says, by Mesis, if someone tries to coax me to worship Avodah Zarah, so if there are Edim, so you give the Mesis, deserves Oynish Mises Bez. A mediach is a slightly different. The mediach means mediach l'rabim, meisis l'yochid. There are slight differences between a meisis and mediach. They're not exactly the same. So a meisis means he tries to convince me to worship Avodah Zarah. So how's he going to try to convince me? There's a class full of students, 20 people, and someone walks in and tries to convince me. So he'll be afraid. They're going to jump him. They'll beat him up. They'll choke him to death. They'll kill him. No, it says, there's no one else around. He's going to try to coax me to worship Avodah Zarah. So the pasuk says there, Baseser. The Mesis is going to try to get me when no one else is around. And the pasuk says, Ki yasischa achicha ben imecha. So the pasuk shot in the pasuk is that my brother, or my half-brother, Ki yasischa achicha ben imecha. My half-brother. We have the same mother, we don't have the same father. So the Gemara understands in the Pasuk, the Bain, that's Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, that my half-brother or my brother is trying to coax me to worship Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara comments on the Pasuk, the Gemara has an additional, that's a question, the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, the Gemara just has a vertel, a pshetel. The Gemara says, Ben Imecho, that Bain is going to try to coax his mother to worship Avodah Zarah when no one else is around. Basay Salema. How can the Bain be with his mother? It's an Isar Arayis. There's an Isar Yichud with Arayis. So it's a Rai from the Pasuk that a Bain is Mutter Lehis Yachid with his mother. A daughter with a father and a mother with a son is no Isar Yichud. If in this Pasuk it implies only a son with the mother and the daughter with the father, Bain Misyachid in Imo, but other Arayis, it would be an Isar Yichud. So is that a real drasha, or that's just an asmachta? So the Gemara says that's their raisa. Yichud arayis is their raisa based on this pasuk. And yichud with a pnuya, David goes vale after the incident with Amnon and Tamar. The David HaMelech was goes on yichud pnuya. So the Rambam understood all yichud is only the rabbanan. The Gemara calls it the raisa means that this din the rabbanan has an asmachta in the pasuk, and yichud pnuya doesn't have an asmachta at all. Now the Rishonim understood, no, that this is an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. Yisischa chicha beni mecha means my half-brother is trying to coax me to worship Avodah Zarah. And also, in between the lines, it sounds like the son is trying to coax his mother to worship Avodah Zarah. There's nobody else around. How can it be no one else is around? The mother stays when no one else is around. What happened to the Issa Yichud? So it's a right. There's no Issa Yichud between a mother and a son, but other arise there would be an Issa Yichud. Even if you hold that it is an Issa Deraisa, there isn't going to be any Malkus. You only have Malkus if you violate a lav. That's Dumi, the lav da Hasim has to be written in the Chumash, Beloshon, Loi Sasa Kach Lekach, or Hisham Pen Vial is also equivalent of a lav. Here it's learned out, according to the Ramam's Legamri and Asmach, according to the other Vishonim, it's learned that in between the lines there's a Mashmois that there's an Issa Yichud. Only a Bain with the mother it can be Basei Seleimar. And other arayis, there would be an Issa Yichud, but it's not written Beloshon Loi Sese, so there wouldn't be any Malka. So what does the Gemara say over here? Second line from the bottom, Omar Rav, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Omar Rav, Malkim Ala Yichud. If people violate the Issa Yichud, you give Malkas. How can you give Malkas? There's no Loi Sese. So the answer is, it means Malkas Mardis, Rashi writes. Malkim Ala Yichud, Rashi writes. Malkas Mardis. The Gemara Kiddushin says like that. This Membra starts in the original sources in the end of Kiddushin, the last parak. The Gemara there talks about Yichud. There's Makas Mardis. Malkam al Yichud is Makas Mardis. Then Taisus quotes from the Gemara there. Malkam al Yichud. Taisus did by Masra, my loss of the Yuxim. So Taisus quotes from the Gemara. If an Eishes Ish violates Issa Yichud, then you don't give Makas Mardis. If you give Makas Mardis, the public will think the woman must have been Mizana, and half of her children could be their mamzerim. So shalol lahotzi laz al baneha. So we don't give, even though she may have violated the Nisa deraisa, according to many Rishonim, they took the Gemara literally. The Gemara says that the yichud of arayis is deraisa. The Gemara says, you don't give makas, you're not talking about malkas deraisa, you're talking about makas mardas. So makas mardas, you don't give if the woman is married. The people shouldn't think that the children are mamzerim. So the first half of the Memra of Rav, Malkam ala Yichud, only goes on the Pnuya. You only give Makas Mardis if the girl is single and she violated. She doesn't have any children from this guy. She violated the Yichud, that's all. But if she's married, then you don't give Makas Mardis. The second half of the statement, the Ein Oisrim ala Yichud. Who says Ein Oisrim ala Yichud? So what it means is, if a girl is married, and she violates Yichud, so you don't say she must have been Mizana with the guy, she has a din of Saita, and Saita Asur Labaila. He says, no, the only time you asked the Isha Labaila, we had on Daf Test. Einisha Neseris Albaila El Aliske Kinu Yastira. Or if Vadai Zinsa, so then she's a Saita Vadai. She's a Suffolk Zinsa, so you only ask her Saita Suffolk, you only ask her Labaila if there was first Kinui, he warned his wife, Altistri Mishploni Amchoshid Yubiznus. And don't be misyachid with him. And then she violates the husband's instructions. There was kini astira. But if we just had yichud, we mentioned a few times already, yichud, the Baal HaTanya has, Avnei Nezer quotes this from the Baal HaTanya, that yichud is not the same as stira. Stira means they went into a room together. And yichud, you have, let's say, 100 people work in an office. And then at the end, so there's always hustle and bustle. There's no Issa Yichud there. There are people all the time. Then it comes to the end of the day. At 5:30 in the day, everybody disappears. And there are two people left. There's a man over there and a girl over there. They still have work to do. So they stay an extra hour. So they're in violation of the Issa Yichud. They didn't come in together. They didn't walk into the building. When they walked in, each one came before 9 in the morning, and there were many people there. That no one was in violation of Yichud or anything. By the time it comes to the end of the day, they're the only two left. So that's a violation of Yichud, even though there was no stira. So it's not always the same. Then in the other direction also, sometimes there's a heta yichud. Let's say it's a father with his daughter. There's no issa yichud. But if the husband of the girl is choshed, she's having an affair with her father, then it will be kinu estira. If he wants her, altistri, I don't want you to be alone with your father, I think you're having an affair. She laughs at her husband in the face. She says, you're off your mind. You should go see a psychiatrist. My father's 50 years older than me. I'm not going to have an affair with my father. My father's happily married to my mother. He's not going to start up with me. So even though there's a heta yichud, but it's still called stira. Yichud and stira are not the same. Sometimes stira is more chomer, sometimes stira is less chomer. Stira is only if they both went into the room together. Yichud is even if they didn't go together. And stira is even if it should be a heta yichud. She didn't, strictly speaking, she didn't violate the issa yichud. But if the husband warned her out history in Avich, and she goes and she does it, then will be keenest, even though she didn't violate any Issa Yichud.
Yichud
does mean stir. Right.
Right.
The more he uses it, you're right, interchangeably. So here Tosfos has this problem, the bottom Tosfos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It says, Amar Rav, Rav's member, the second line from the bottom of the Daf. Malkim ala yichud. Malkim ala yichud is only if the girl is single. The girl is married, so the Gemara says over there on Kiddushin, you don't ask her. You don't even give makas marish. People are going to think that some of her children may be mamzerim b'harai, but just gave her makas mardis to violating yichud. So you don't give makas. Then the second half, ein oisim ala yichud, so the Gemara says over here, that goes on an eishes ish. A single girl, Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara says, leim adolaki Rabbi Yeshua. Should I say that Rab's memra is in contradiction to the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah, Ra'u hamidaberes. In Ziri, learns Pshat midaberes means nistero. They only did Yichud. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yeshua holds, Lemi piho nechayim. We have to be concerned. Maybe she was Nivelo l'Apostolo. Maybe she became a Zayna because Nivelo l'Apostolo. So Rabbi Yeshua holds, Oyser mal Yichud. We would also say Oyser mal Yichud, but Rabbi Gamliel says that she says L'Kosher Nevalti, then she's the menace. But she doesn't say, let's say she herself does know who it is. Then we would say, you would ask her. You would ask her. So Rabbi Yeshua says, you ask her the woman just based on Yichud alone. So the Gemara says, Lema de loike Rabbi Yeshua, should I say that Rab's memra, Eino Shemala Yichud, is against Rabbi Yeshua? The Gemara says, no, feel the time of Rabbi Yeshua, the last line on the Amid, my loss of Yuchsin, if the girl is married, then you say, Ein Oisim Ala Yichud. You only ask a Risha Labayla if there was Kinui Stira. If there was only Yichud, you don't ask. You have to have first Kinui and then Stira. And the Balatani says Stira is something more than Yichud. But over here, we're talking the girl is not married. We're not talking about a nation's ish. Little girl, there is a Chumah. My loss of Yuchsin, there's a Chumah. Meikar Adin Derais is correct. Ein Oisim Ala Yichud. It's a Chumah Midirabbanan. The word Milo usually means a Chumah Midirabbanan. There's a Gemara Chagiga, talks about the various milas in the Beis HaMikdash. Not the staircase. There was a staircase also. There were milas also. There were 15 milas between Ezra's Nashim and Ezra's Israel going up high. But there were chumris midirabon. So, what does it say there in the Pasuk? That a Shasa Yayin is not allowed to enter Bein Hu'ulam Elam Mizbech. He's not allowed to go past. Even though it's not going to be Makar Karbon, it's just to walk Bein Hu'ulam Elam Mizbech. Or if he has long hair, Peru Arosh, if he didn't take a haircut in the last 30 days, and he's old, he looks awful, so there's a mila that he's not allowed to go. So there's a machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that that's an Issa deraisa, that those milas are deraisa, that a shasa yayin, Peru Arosh, are not allowed to enter Bein Hulam Lamizbech. And the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees very vehemently with the Rambam. He says, the Gemara calls it milas. The word mila is a technical term. It's a dead giveaway. Milas means that it's a chumrim with the rabban. Look over here. Mila osu b'yuchsin. Osu means that the rabbis invented a chumrim with the rabban. Mila osu b'yuchsin. Here for sure it means with the rabban. And thereby the milas, shalali konis bein ulam lam izbech, that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, whether that's the rabbis or the rabban. So let's go back again. So they have the ratio of the Mishnah and the Sefer. The same machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. What's the difference in the ratio and the Sefer? So, Ziri has a machlek from Rabasi. So Ziri says, Medaberes means Nistera. That Rabbi Yeshua is so machmer. We don't pass like that. Rabbi Yeshua is so machmer. My loss of Yuchsin. That you ask her the Isha le Kahuna if she just had Yichud with someone. And we don't know who it is. If we know that he's a kosher, so, and she's a single girl, so you give him Makas Mardis for violating Yichud. But if you don't know who it is, you don't believe her, and you say, my loss of Yuchsin, you say, Ein apetropis la'arayis. That's how the Rabbi Yeshua explains on Amud Beis. And we're afraid that even though she only had, to the best of our knowledge, she only had Yichud, we're afraid she probably had Znus, and may have had Znus. And we ask, Ayat says, Ein oisim ala Yichud. No, that goes on a married girl, doesn't go on a single girl. So that's what Tosis says, there's a problem here. Malkam ala Yichud goes only on a single girl, doesn't go on a married girl. Because you don't give makas mardis to the married woman, shelo lahotzi la'azal b'neh. Then Ein oisim ala Yichud only goes on the married girl. The single girl, Rabbi Yeshua holds, you do asa. So the member of Rav is a stira. Malkam ala Yichud, the Ein oisim ala Yichud. Malkam ala Yichud only goes on a single girl. Ein oisim ala Yichud goes only on a married girl, doesn't go on a single girl. So the last few lines in Taisus, the last six lines, they quote the Shita from Abala Taisus. Maybe Ein oisim ala Yichud goes on a single girl also. When is that? Rabbi Shua says in the Mishnah, Oisrim ala Yichud, that you have to say maybe she's nivel al apostle of Psalm. My loss of Biyuchim. Yuchim means we wouldn't let her marry a Kohen. But Taisus says like this, there is a machloika, the last five lines in Taisus. There is a machloika, Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda and Achachomim, whether Anusa Saviv Umafuta Saviv is Mutarana. If my father was married to my mother, then my father dies, I'm not allowed to marry my mother. She's my mother, it's an Issur Koras. Whether my mother died, my father remarried. So that's Eshesav. So Eshesav is also an Issur Koras. Even after my father dies, I'm not allowed to marry Eshesav. What if my father was never married with this one? My father once had an affair with this girl. Either Anusa Saviv or Mafuta Saviv, it doesn't make a difference. But this girl once had an affair with my father. So we paskin, that's the name of the perik, and then you're almost Noisim Alu Anusa. You're permitted to marry Anusa Saviv or Mafuta Saviv. Or the same thing. Let's say, I once had an affair with a girl, I never married her, and I want to marry her sister now. So is that an Isser of Achos Ishtoi? I was never married to her. Even though I was ma'anasar, I'm a fat to her. So Mishnah says, it mutav me to marry the sister. Noisim alo anusa alo mafut. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Tana Rabbi Yehuda disagrees by anusa saviv umafut saviv. He has the pasuk in Chumash, the Gemara there is Yibam, it's not Tzadik Zayin, Tzadik Zayin. He has the pasuk in Chumash, what it says? Leikach ish eisav leigala kenaf aviv. That's my stepmother. My father married this woman after my mother died, or before the Chemder Rabbeinu Gershom. My father was married to my mother and to the other woman also. So I'm not allowed to marry. I'm not allowed to marry Eishes Aviv. It means my father divorced her. My father died, so I'm not allowed to marry her. Then, V'lo Yigala Kanaf Aviv. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana in the Mishnah, learns V'lo Yigala Kanaf Aviv, Kanaf Shera Aviv. If my father was ever mizana with this girl 60 years ago, I'm not allowed to marry her now. So that's what the Bala Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Yosef, he suggests maybe that's the pshat. Ah, funny pshat. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rab is telling me, Ein oisim ala yichud. So very doichik pshat. Ein oisim, Rabbi Yeshua says, if the girl is single, you do oisim ala yichud. My loss of yuchsin, because we don't trust her that she says she was a mizana, because we say, Ein apetropos la rais. But that's only been a gear to kahuna. You don't permit the girl to marry a kohen. Maybe she was nivel al apostle of Solom. Would we permit the girl? Would we permit the man's son to marry the girl? We're going to say bevada that they had znus together. He doesn't say znus. He says it's a chashash. My loss of biyuchsin, even though nothing is vada. It's so vague. My loss of she shouldn't marry a kohen. But would we say we should be chashish? Maybe she had an affair with him, and therefore the man's son is not allowed to marry this girl. So that's what Rabbeinu Yosef says in Taisus. La'ayri lekuhuna. Ein oisim ala yichud doesn't go. You don't. Lekuhuna, you would ask her, according to Rabbi Shua. You would ask her, my loss of Biyuchsin. Ela Einoisim Oseh Lebeno, the son of this man, Yishet Tisyached Im Oviv LeRabbi Yehuda Dosa Anusa Soviv. So you would not assume that they Vadai had Znus. You don't even assume that it's a Sofik that had Znus. there's not even a suffer. And Noisim Alayichud goes taka on a single girl. Malkam Alayichud goes on a single girl. So Noisim Alayichud should also go on a single girl. I, according to Rabbi Shua, it is Noisim Alayichud. So I would have said, we don't pass like Rabbi Shua. We don't pass like Rabbi Shua. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel. The one who made the statement is Rab. Rab also holds like Shmuel, that Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel is. But I would have said, they didn't ask me. They didn't ask for my opinion. So Tosfos finds it difficult.
That's the first thing in the Gemara.
That what? Right. So they far infer that it could even be Aliba de Rabbi Shua. So what does it mean? Einoisim ala yichud. It even goes on a single girl. And it goes, if the din would have been like Rabbi Yudah, then anus hasav and put the sav is aser. But because there was only yichud, you don't declare that it's a suffix on anus hasav. It's not even a suffix. Okay. That's how Tosfos far infers. So Nachman said, what's the machlokes again? This we started before Pesach. Machlokes is Ziri and Ravasi, how do you read the two parts of the Mishnah? So Ziri says the first line in the Mishnah, Ruma Daberis, means Yichud. And the second half is Muberis. And Rabbi Yeshua is so far Machmir. If the girl only had Yichud with someone, we don't know who the someone is, we already say, Ein Apotropos La'Rais, maybe she had Znus with him. And maybe the man is pasul bibios, maybe he's an akum, and the woman is not allowed to marry a kohen. Well, so far, we don't pass like, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, she's a menace, but Rabbi Shua says she would be asura. And then the next mandama, Ravasi, disagrees, and he says, no, nobody, Rabbi Shua never goes so far to say that they only violated yichud, that you say that she's probably had innocence at suffering nibble of the pasul of psalm, you would never say that. So what's the difference in the ratio and the sefer? So Madaberis means zinsa, but she's not pregnant. So in the Reisha, we're talking about the status of the girl. Is she nivul al apostle psova? In the Sefer, we're talking about Haisam Uberis, and we're not talking about the status of the girl. The Reisha quoted the Machlokes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua, on the status of the girl herself. Is she nivul al apostle? And the Sefer, we're talking the status of the vlad. And what do you need the two parts? That you should know the divra machshava, machshava bita, that we pasken like Rabbi Gamliel. Not only does Rabbi Gamliel make on the woman herself, Rabbi Gamliel, like we had the machlokes on the base, Rabbi Yechanan with Rabbi Lozer, his Talmud. So we pasken like Rabbi Yechanan over here. The divra machshava, machshava bita. So that's why I need the reisha and the sefer. The reisha means nivala, and the sefer is obviously nivala. She's muberes. The Reisha is talking about the status of the girl. Is she nivul al apostle? Is she a zayna? The Sefer, we're talking the status of the vlad. And that's why you need two parts from the Mishnah. But if you want to, Ravasi holds, if you've only had Yichud, Rabbi Yeshua and the Mishnah would never say that on Yichud alone you aser lekuhuna. You would never say like that. The Gemara Namad Beis explains why you would say, because he said, Ein apotropos la'rais. So then the Gemara Namad Beis makes it to Yufta on Ravasi. The Gemara says, at one point, to Yufta Dasi, to Yufta. Where is it? It's a little past halfway on Amid Beis. The Gemara quoted this long Tosefta, goes on and on and on, and it's very unclear what's going on in the Tosefta. What is he responding? What does he say? What do they say? Machlokes Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel, what are they answering back and forth? So the Gemara knocks sense into the Tosefta. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's clear that that Rabbi Yeshua is even Machmeh if you don't know that she had Bia at all. You don't know at all if she had Bia.
Kirby, that's only if she says Nivalti or Kasher, but Tosefta says if she says, well, Nivalti, it would be a fake statement. Rabbi Yeshua.
Ah, okay. Good. So the Gemara, on the last line on Amud Aleph, the Gemara also wanted to prove that the Ravasi is wrong. So in the very last line on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara has Meisvei. So they quoted Braisa, Ruha Shenichnasa Imechad La Seiser. Rashi says, Yichud B'Yalma, only Yichud. Oh, L'Churva. Churva means a makam miyuchad. This is a place we know that people want to be mezana. They all go over there to the churva. So the Braisa quotes a machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel said the menace. Rabbi Yeshua says ain't the menace. We asked her. So the Pashta says that the two different cases. One is nichnas imechad la seiser yichud bialma. The other one is nichnas la churva. Rashi says shu makam lesnus. We know people who want to be mezana. They always go there. So it's beferish. It's a double machlekes in both cases. Rabbi Yeshua is even machmir, einan emenes, even if it's only yichud bi'alma. Rabbi Gamliel is mekel, even a vaday zinsa, even muberes, even vaday zinsa. And Rabbi Yeshua is machmir, even if loy vaday zinsa, just nichnas ala seisa. So the Gemara says it does not show beferish that Rav Asi is wrong. Rav Asi claims that Rabbi Yeshua never went so far. Rabbi Yeshua never said, when it says in the Mishnah, midaberes doesn't mean nistera, midaberes means zinsa, midaberes means nus. So the Gemara says, what's he going to do with this braisa? So the Gemara says, no, you have to correct it. Ra'uha hacha, how do you read it? It's not two cases. Nichnas emecha la seisa yichab yam o lechurva. No, nichnas la seisa lechurva. Gemara says, how can you be magia the braisa? It doesn't say that. It says, la seisa o lechurva. So the Poshib Shat L'Seisa means Yichud B'Yam L'Churva means L'Znus. So Gemara says no. Rav Asi will interpret that the Braisa means both of them are L'Churva. Makam Amyuchad L'Znus. One is a Churva de Masa and one is a Churva de Dabra. Churva de Masa is in the city. And in this, a normal city in Eretz Yisrael, most of the people are Jewish and they wouldn't pass on an Isha B'Biyasa. And then a Churva, but it's a Makam Amyuchad L'Znus. But they're all otherwise religious Jews. Not too religious, they're having an affair with a single girl. She probably didn't go to mikveh either. Okay, maybe she did, maybe she didn't, whatever. But it's Rav Ksheri Metzler. So one is Nichnas Ala Seisar, or Lechurva, they're two things. You can't be Magir Lebraisa, Nichnas Ala Seisar, Lechurva. They're clearly two different things. But the Gemara says one is Lechurva de Dabra, one is Churva de Masa. Masa means the city, Dabra means on the farm. And what do you need two for? So the Gemara says, Chodah l'churva demasa v'chodah l'churva d'dabba tzricha. Why? Churva demasa in the city, the people who live in the city, rova the people aksheri metzlo. So the roiv is l'hakel. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yeshua is machmer, you ignore the roiv. And churva d'dabra on the farm, most of the people are avadim, agoyim. You have goyish help on the farm. So churva d'dabra, it's going to be a roiv psula metzlo, and nonetheless, Rabbi Gamliel would be Mekel, that she's the menace to say the Kosh and Evalti. And that's what this Bryson means, to emphasize that the Machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, applies both L'Dibra HaMachsha, Machsha HaFila B'Rov Psulim, and Rabbi Paisel, Paisel HaFila B'Rov Ksher Metzel. That's what the Gemara says later. The Gemara quotes that, who they quote that from? Rabbi Yechanan, I think. That they quoted from Rabbi Yeshua B'Levi, that was quoted L'Dibra HaMachsha, Machsha HaFila B'Rov Psulim, So the Gemara now suggests that maybe that's pshat in this price. Then the Gemara quotes the Tosefta, Meisvei, where it says on the margin on the left side, Tosefta sof peragalav zuedu shishik sheralo. The Tosefta didn't read straight. It was unclear what the shakla batari was back and forth between Rabbi Yeshua and the other Tanaim. So the Gemara finally knocks sense into the statements in the price line by line. So then the Gemara explains in the Braisa that they're clearly talking about two different cases. One case is Yichud, and one case is Inso. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Ravasi, Tiyufta. So Ravasi is knocked out. You can't say like Ravasi, that Rabbi Yeshua never went so far to be Machmi Yishul Baila. No. We assume that Zihiri is right. It's a Beferish of Tosefta. Rabbi Yeshua is even Machmir, if we don't even know whether it's Inso. We just know that she violated Yichud B'Yalma. And still, Rabbi Yeshua holds, ain't up a trap, it's like, right, you have to be concerned, maybe she was Nivolo, and maybe Nivolo the Apostle. This is the gist of the Gemara. This is what quite some Gemara here. My loss of the Yuchsin. Wow. So very nice Gemara. Then you have, that's before we finish, so then there's a Mishnah, you dial it on the base. Take a look in the Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Yosi tells all of his story of what happened in an earlier generation. Maisa b'tinoikis, a young girl went, the girl was over 3 years old. She would have been younger than three, there wouldn't be an issue of Deulah the Apostle of Sola. So she was older than three. They trusted her, she should draw water and bring it to the family. Maisa b'tinoikis, a young child, over three. She yorda l'malas mai min ha'ayin, there was a mayon, Rashi says. Nensa, and somebody raped her, and they don't know whether she was Nensa by a Jew or Nensa by a Goya, Nensa by an Avikanani. Maybe she was Nivola l'Apostle of Sol. Nivola l'Apostle of Sol is even Ba'onis. Not only if she was maskim to be Mazana with the person, even Nensa also. So Gemara Nivomis. So Rabbi Yossi is telling over that in the earlier generation the Shaila came up, and the Psak was Am Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri Im Rav Anshei Masim Lekuna Harezu Tinasi Lekuna. If you have a Rav, then you make up. So the Gemara says on the last line on the Amud, Hachay Am Rabbi Yuda Amar Rav. Rav interpreted that the Maisa Shehoya, the Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri said Lahokil, Maisa Shehoya was, this happened in the city Tzipori at a time that there was a big group of tourists, all Jewish people, a group of tourists who came to the city. So the Maisa Shehoya was that there was Trei Ruby. If there wouldn't have been any Kroinus would be in the vans, the buses. It does mean that he was Ma'anis, the girl on the van, the Gemara says. It does mean Ma'anis around the Koran. It means that there was a group of tourists who came by van, and then he was Ma'anis somewhere at that time. So the only, so there's a Chumra Midrash. Me'ikar Adin, you go Basurev. It says, Achrab Lahatam, it's a Pasim Chumash. You go Basurev, Lahakla Lahachman. So here they made a Chumra. My loss of Biyuchsin, same expression the Gemara had on the previous daf, the Rabbi Yeshua made a My loss of Biyuchsin. If they just had yichud, the bottom line on Yud Gimel Amunah, they just had yichud, my loss of yuchsin to say maybe she was nivalo. So here is also my loss of the yuchsin, not to rely on one roiv. You have to dafke have a trei rubi. If you have one roiv, so you shouldn't be mako on the issue of nivalo l'pasul l'psolam. So let's go back to our Gemara. The Gemara on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph quoted on the sixth line from the top, fifth line, sixth line. Omar le Shmuel Rabbi Yudin. Shmuel told his Tamar Rabbi Yushinina. Tapi, Alacha ke Rabbi Gamliel, Vatla Tabru, Vadika Reb Sherim Etzlo. So Gemara said, Hagufa Kashitz, Hasti Reb, Din is like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, Dibra Machshe Machshe Afila Beroi Psulim Etzlo. So he says, Atla Tabru, he says, that Alacha is not like Rabbi Gamliel. So how does he first say Alacha Rabbi Gamliel, but we don't pass like that? Gemara says, no, Hagufa Kashitz, Gemara says, Nishkin Kashitz. Yeah, again, Rashi said, if the coin is boli molech to ask a shalu, should he marry the girl? You should tell him, don't marry the girl. Even though the girl claims the kosher nevalta, you have to have roif k'sher metzla. But b'di'evet, if he married already, or if they already had a vlad, so that's already b'di'evet. So the shalu says, you have to divorce her, or are you going to declare the vlad is a sofik pasul? So if it's a case of b'di'evet, then we say, Nikra Din, the Din is like Rabbi Gamliel, so you can rely on him. That if you have a Rav, it's good enough. So the Rambam understood, this is the Machlokes of Rishayim, the Rambam understood that the only time Atla Tavruv Dadike Rav Ksherim Bahado, you have to have Trei Rubei. The Rambam took the Gemara on the next daf, the top of Tezvav and Menalef, Maisa Bekrenet, that Maisa Shehoya and the Mishnah on Yudalan on the base. Rabbi Yossi told over his story with a psak from an earlier generation of Yechon Ben Nuri, that the girl was Nensa, and Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri said, you go Basarayv, so it doesn't mean Chad Rube, it means there was Trei Rube. Chad Rube, you have my loss of the Yuchsin. So the Magen Mishnah points out, the Rambam understood, not all of Rishonim agree, the Rambam understood that even in our case on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the girl swearing on a stack of Bibles, L'Kosha Nevalti, she's saying, I know who it was, there on the Mishnah Yudal Mei, she herself doesn't know who. She was Nensa. Somebody gagged her. The Amana says she doesn't know who it is. She doesn't know Ayitza Agot. She doesn't know who it is. So there you say, Ni Trei Rubi. So some Rishonim say, but over here, what she says, Lakosha Nivalti. I know, it's my cousin, El Koyen Hoya, Ben Achi Yabba. She knows who it is. So it's sufficient with Chad Ruba. So the Rambam, in Shulchanat, they quote, it's a Machloika. So the Rambam holds over here also, you need Trei Rubi. The only time you mata Lachatila is if you have the Trei Rubi, you have the right ear and the right Hasia. The Rav are the people who live kavua in the city, and the Rav are the people who are tourists.
She's only nenes according to Rabban Gamliel, if she says.
The kosher nevalti, if there's a trei rube, okay. We'll only mata her lechatchila. If a kohen comes to ask a shaila, only be mata her if she says the kosher nevalti, and there'll be a trei rube. You have a Rav of the people who live in the city kavua, Aksheri Metzla, they wouldn't possibly her to be awesome. And Rav of the people who are visiting, who are touring in the city, are also. New York. Yerushalayim, they're always tourists. If you live in a little village, they're no tourists. So it's only Rav here. But if you have a big city with 100 hotels in it, so you always have tourists. So you have to figure out, do you have...
Aren't they also Kabua? I mean, why is it tourists?
Yeah. Well, how does Raif... Why didn't he Raif O'ir and Raif HaSia? Sia means the people who are traveling. Sia Shal Bani Adam means a caravan of people who are traveling. What does that mean? You need Raif O'ir and Raif HaSia. What is that all about? So the Gemara explains it on Tezvav and Aleph. We're afraid you wouldn't be mekel with Raif O'ir. What's wrong with Raif O'ir? The Gemara says, no, there is a din of kol kavua kemachza amachza doni. And the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Here, take a look on Tezvav and Aleph in the Torah Or, about 13 lines from the bottom of the Amud. So the Gemara says, you have a pasuk for Arav loy bekamalov. It says in the end of... it's in Dvarim. I thought it was in the end of Amidbar. It's wrong. Okay, Arav loy bekamalov is a pasuk that if someone murders someone else, he's chayv nisa. It has to be premeditated murder. For Arav loy bekamalov. Why does it have to be premeditated? He planned in advance, but so he didn't plan in advance. He gets angry, he gets into a fight, and he shoots him. Why does it have to be dafke? The Orel of a Kamalov. So there's a machlekes, Rashi quotes, there's a machlekes in Sanhedrin between Reb Shimon and the Rabban. What's the din? This kamal haragazeh, haragazeh. He wanted to murder a Jew, and he did murder a Jew. They warned him, don't murder him, you're going to get the Einish Misa. He goes there and he does it anyway. So Reb Shimon says, you're not Chai Misa. The Raman Paskin is like Reb Shimon. That this kamal haragazeh, haragazeh is potter. And the Ravid says, why did the Raman pass on like Reb Shimon? It's machlok is yochav v'ram alochi kiram. Why in the world did the Raman decide the din is like Reb Shimon? So the Gemara has over here. The Arav lo become alov. So the first thing that comes to mind, achi is kaven loy. That's a tiny letter, what is it? Zion, I think. Tiny letter Zion. Around 10 lines from the bottom of Tezvav Amanav. That's Reb Shimon Shita. That's what Rashi says. But Arav lo become alov. Rashi writes, brought the last narrow line in Rashi and then the first wide line. Brought the Niskam Lahargazeb Hargazeb, Hachidosh Le Reb Shimon, Misanhedrin, and the Rabbana disagree. So Reb Shimon holds that the Pasuk, why does it have to be premeditated? If I pull out my gun and I shoot him now on the spot, not premeditated, also Chai Misa. For of Loi, the Kama Love, it says Loi and Allah, to the exclusion of Niskam Lahargazeb Hargazeb's part. The Chachamim don't agree. And the Rabbi says, we should paskin like the Chacham, Yochav Ram Alach Kiram. So what do you do? Why does the Pasuk have an aura of love become a love? Why does it repeat loy and a love? The insistence dafke, so must be teaching you something. V'rabbanon, those who disagree with Reb Shimon, what do they do with the mashmos of Reb Shimon? Amri de Be'Rab Yanai, in Rab Yanai's yeshiva, they said, pshat to the Pasuk is, pat lezorek even, ligo. There's a group of people, and I say, I'm going to shoot the guy at the end. So they say, he's across the street, so we can't see who's who. But we know that that group of people used to be, they're touring. So that group of people, they came from whatever, from Korea, from China, whatever. So now they're across the street. We know that they're dressed differently from everybody else. We know that in their group, 9 of them are Jewish and 1 of them is a guy. So we can't see from, so I say, I'm going to kill the guy in the front of the line. They say, but the odds are 9-1. If you kill a Nochri, it's also an Avera, but you're not Chayit Misa. So they say, the odds are 9-1, you're going to kill a Yisrael. Don't shoot, we're going to give you the death penalty. He says, I don't care. So you should really say, you go basarayv. So the Pasuk says, no, you don't go, achiyizkav, arav loy, become a love, you have to know who it is. Well, you have to know who it is, and if I murder someone, I don't know who it is, I'm not chayv misa. No, you have to know who it is, whether he's a Yisrael or a Nachri. And never the odds are 9-1, that he's a Yisrael, so you should go basarayv. So here the din is, kol kavua, when is it kol kavua? If they're standing still, then I say it's kol kavua. If they're walking around, then I say it's not kavua. Then you go basarot. But when the people are standing still, then I say kol kavua kemachza amachza dami. It's not considered a roiv. The Gemara says kol kavua kemachza amachza dami. It's not considered a roiv. The Gemara says bein lahakol bein lahachmir. That's how the Gemara says earlier. Guf Amar Abzeir, Kol Kavuah Kamatza Matza Dami, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. So the Gemara says, how do you know that it's true? So the Gemara proves it from Tosefta's, that Kol Kavuah, if you have, the odds are 9-1, but everything is stationary, so the one that's standing still has such a Hashivis, You can't ignore it. You say that it's considered a suffix. Al-shokol, bein lahokol, bein lahachma. What's an example? So the Tosefta gave examples. It's a din suffix tumah b'shus ha-yochid l'chumra, a suffix tumah b'shus ha-rabim l'kula. That's only if it's a suffix. A suffix is a 50-50 suffix. What if it's 9-1? So that's not a suffix. Then you go basarayv. So the Gemara says, but what if the things are stationary? You have 9 shrotzim. There are shmoneh shrotzim hamur matar. There are 8 shrotzim that are listed off. That's the name of the perek and Shabbos. Shmoneh shrotzim hamur matar. So the Chumash lists off 8 specific rodents that if they're dead, then you touch them, it's metame b'maga. If you touch a nivlas behema, a dead behema that didn't have a proper shechit, it's metame b'maga u'b'masa. And if you touch a dead odom, it's metame b'maga u'b'masa u'b'oho. If you're wearing gloves, so there's no maga, but if you pick it up or you move it, that's called masa. And then by a mace, if you're in the same ohel, so it's metame, even though there was no maga, there was no masa. So there are 3 different madregas. Shmoneh shrotzim, only metame b'maga, and nivlas behema is metame b'maga u'b'masa. And then Adam mace, the Amos he called the Vela, and Adam he called a mace. A mace Adam is Matame, all 3, the Maga, the Masa, Ube, Ohr. So let's say you have 9 Shrotzim, 9 of the Shmoneh Shrotzim, Amur, Matur. And then the 10th dead, you have 10 dead animals here. 9 of them are Shrotzim that are Matame, Be Maga, and the 10th one is Tzvadea. It's not Matame, Be Maga. It's not Matame, Be Maga. And he touched one of them, he doesn't know which one he touched. If it would have been Bishus HaYochid. So Sofik Tumah Bishus HaYochid is L'chumra. Unless you have a Rav. If you have a Rav L'Hakal, then you go L'Hakal. But Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim, the Gemara learns that from Psukim. Sofik Tumah Bishus HaRabim, you go L'Kula. But again, you only go L'Kula if it's a Sofik 50-50 Sofik. If you have a Rav L'chumra, then you go Basar Rav. So here, if you have 9 Shratzim, you have 10 dead animals, and he touched one of them, and he wasn't paying attention. Touched one, and he walked away. Now he does not know which one he touched. So 9 are shrotzim, and 1 is not a sheretz. 1 is a tzvardeya. So since they're all sitting still, they're not. Nothing is moving. No one's walking with it. All the dead animals are stationary. So that's the klal kol kavua ki matzah matzah dami. That's considered like a suffix 50-50 suffix ashokol, and you even go the kula. If it's a suffix tumah b'shus harab, you call it a suffix tumah. You don't say the odds are 9-1 that he touched the sheretz in his tummy, basarab. You say, no, you don't go basarab because kol kavur. So that's what the Gemara explains over here. What's the chumra over here that you need trei rubi? If you have roif here, it's a pasuk and chumash. What do you mark and says, acharab lahatos? The woman was nensa, she doesn't know who is ma'anisar. The regular people in the city are Jewish. That they don't pasul but be awesome. So you should go basarab to assume that it was one of the Jewish people, was ma'anisar. So she's not nivel al apostolos. The Gemara says, no. If they had come, all the Jewish people live in the city. If they came out of their homes and they went to be mezana with her, where she is, or they're ma'anasa by the mayon, so that's how you would go to Rav. But sometimes, and you should have gone, here that he was ma'anasa by the mayon. So he went out of his home. But sometimes the girl will go to be mezana with the boy in his home. So she'll go to where his makam akvias is. Then, even though the rov of the people in the city are ksherim etzlo, they don't pasul b'biyosam, but that's, so you should have gone lahokel, you should have said lahokel, rov ksherim etzlo. So that's what the Gemara says, no, we have a din deraisa, the kol kavua kemachza machza dami, so it's considered a safek ashokel. So because sometimes, when she would be nensa by the people in the city, if the boy went to the girl, you would have the right to go basura, but if the girl went to the boy's apartment, he coaxed her to come to his apartment to be mezana there. Oh, she didn't coax her, he was ma'anasar. And then when he's back in his apartment, so the Gemara says, that's his mokum kvias. So then you say, kol kavua kemachza machza dami. And even though it's rov ksher metzla, but the miut of goyim who live in the city are kavua bim koimam. So that's why they made a chumer midrabbana not to rely on a rov b'nei hu'ir alone. Because sometimes the rov b'nei hu'ir won't be a roiv. Sometimes it'll be a kol kavua. So in Meiruchum, you have to have roiv anshei huir plus roiv hasiyah. Difficult chumra. So the Rambam's opinion is that this requirement for trei rubi is not only in that case where the girl was dense, she doesn't know who, she doesn't have any idea. Even in this Mishnah, she says she's swearing on a stack of Bibles, of Koshin Nevalti. It was my cousin, it was a coin, she knows who it is. So, l'chatchila, The din is like Rabbi Gamliel, but that's only by the Yevil. Chatchilat al tabruv dadika rok sherim etzlo, and rok sherim has to be trey ruby. And other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim say no, the trey ruby, that's only if she doesn't know who was ma'anisa. But if she's the menes, so the chumra that you have is atla tabruv. They need a roiv, one roiv, but you don't need trey ruby. So that's a machlokes halacha lemaisa. Unfortunately, these shaylos come up all the time. Okay, we better stop here. In that tomorrow, I'll try to cover some more ground here.